Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, October 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Studio Samuel celebrates 10 years in 2025 and amplifies this year's International Day of the Girl theme. Studio Samuel, the Addis Ababa-based nonprofit organization empowering girls in Ethiopia, is celebrating its 10th anniversary by launching the Youer Abeba app on International Day of the Girl. This free menstrual health educational app, created by Girls for Girls, aims to break stigma and provide solutions for period-related challenges. The app, available for download on Google Play in Ethiopia, includes a period tracker, health resources, and a Chalkidon avatar. Youer Abeba addresses the issue of school absenteeism due to menstruation, giving girls dignity, knowledge, and confidence to continue their education. Studio Samuel is committed to empowering 1 million girls by 2035 and welcomes support from donors and partners to end period poverty in Africa. Aromi Beach and Shekinah City Project, a vision for luxury, culture, and sustainable community. The Aromi Beach Project and the Shekinah City Project, spearheaded by HE Amber Rachel O. Ologadidan, are redefining African coastal development. These projects aim to create vibrant, self-sustaining communities where luxury, culture, innovation, and empowerment converge. The Aromi Beach Project offers world-class luxury with ocean view chalets, boutique hotels, water sports, and cultural landmarks. The Shekinah City Project prioritizes education, healthcare, and social well-being, fostering inclusivity and compassion. Both projects stimulate economic growth, provide quality housing, and offer opportunities for entrepreneurship. With family-friendly attractions, sports facilities, and a holistic vision for the future, these projects promise to be transformative landmarks of vision, growth, and empowerment for generations to come. Dr. Austin Harris announces nationwide grant supporting student-athletes' academic and athletic goals. Dr. Austin Harris, MD, has announced the Dr. Austin Harris Grant for Student Athletes, a nationwide opportunity for undergraduate students balancing academics and athletics. Open to students at accredited colleges or universities, the grant aims to support those actively involved in collegiate sports or pursuing a career in athletics. Applicants must maintain good academic standing and submit a completed application, including a written essay, by January 15, 2026. The selected recipient will be announced on February 15, 2026. Dr. Austin Harris, a board-certified anesthesiologist, established this grant to recognize students who demonstrate discipline, time management, and a commitment to both academic and athletic development. This initiative reflects his dedication to helping students overcome financial barriers and develop valuable skills for their future careers. Road to Responsibility and Plan of MA and RI Renew Partnership. Road to Responsibility, RTR, is pleased to announce the renewal of its partnership with Plan of MA and RI for the third year. Plan of MA and RI has doubled its support, granting $50,000 to RTR to help educate individuals, families, staff, and community members about the benefits of special needs trusts. Christopher T. White, ED, President and CEO of Road to Responsibility, expressed gratitude for the generous grant, stating that the collaboration has provided a deeper understanding of available government assistance programs and the merits of special needs trusts. Road to Responsibility, Inc. was established in 1988 with the belief that individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities deserve full, rich, and rewarding lives in the community. Plan of MA and RI, a nonprofit organization, operates special needs pooled trusts to help people with disabilities preserve assets, protect access to public benefits, and live well. Q&A with Siobhan Shaw, founder of Cancer Bites and Growing to Give. Siobhan Shaw, founder of Cancer Bites and Growing to Give, is using the power of community and conversation to spark change. Through Growing to Give, she advocates for food justice and sustainability, proving that communities can grow resilience along with nourishment. Cancer Bites, her podcast and community, redefines how we talk about metastatic breast cancer with candid conversations. Siobhan's personal journey with cancer inspired her to create Cancer Bites, a raw and honest space for patients, caregivers, and advocates. Expect more guest voices and personal stories on the show, as well as collaborations and live conversations. Listen to Cancer Bites on the Growing to Give YouTube channel and join the Facebook page for new episodes and ways to connect. Get involved by volunteering or donating at growingtogive.org and help grow Cancer Bites by joining the Titty Committee or becoming a sponsor for their gift bag campaign launching this holiday season.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.